This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Former My Kitchen Rules contestant Jordan Bruno has become the first Australian to win the Mr. Gay World 2018 title at the finale held in Kitchener, South Africa on the weekend. The competition inspires and empowers gay men to gather in a public performance and fight for human rights. Bruno won 6 out of 12 possible awards, including Personal Interview, Social Responsibility, Best Informal Wear, Public Online Vote, Photogenic, and Face of 2018. But the competition is about more than looks. It's about finding and developing a future leader within the LGBTI community, with candidates chosen according to attributes such as leadership, reliability, communication, and the ability to engage with the wider LGBTI community. The Informer's Dina Curie spoke to Mr. Gay World 2018 after celebrating with fellow contestants. But first, let's recap. Who is Jordan Bruno? Not only Mr. Gay Australia, but Mr. Gay World as well.
G'day, my name is Jordan Bruno and I'm representing Australia at Mr. Gay World. For me, this competition is extremely important because it's giving a voice to LGBTI role models across the world that have amazing social missions and amazing causes they're fighting for, promoting a healthy and safe gay community. I guess a little bit about myself. I was an activist and ambassador for marriage equality in Australia last year, and we achieved it in December. Woo! Yay! And I've also released a cookbook with all profits going to LGBTI charities that have a focus on mental health awareness of gay kids, preventing mental illness and suicide. Furthermore, I run an LGBTI cooking school that is designed to help network and support LGBTI kids. And I'm looking to take all my values and my social work to an international level and hopefully support even more gay people to an extent that I haven't been able to do before. I'm really looking forward to meeting all the other great guys that are participating in this competition and hoping we can achieve some great things together. Being gay is something to be proud of, and I'm hoping as a group we can promote that to the world.
To all the delegates, I want you to know that all of you are winners by virtue of coming to this beautiful city of Knysna and taking part in this competition. But also, this competition is a winner because you have taken part. Mr. Gay World 2018 is... Australia!
What was it like when you were announced the winner? Because you're the first Australian to win Mr. World Games.
Yes. Really surreal, to be honest. I was overwhelmed and I didn't actually think I was going to take out the title. To be recognised by the panel of judges that have done so much for the LGBTI community across the world, it means the world. And just to have that acknowledgement, yeah, it made me feel complete.
What was the competition like?
The competition, it's really full on. It challenges you spiritually, emotionally, and physically. There's a huge range of challenges, and you're constantly social, so you've got to put your best foot forward the whole time. I haven't done anything like this before, and it was challenging in many ways that I didn't expect, especially emotionally, because I am so passionate about these issues. So it does take a toll on your body, but it's been an incredible experience, and I've left with so many friends, so I'm humbled and grateful.
It must be really wonderful because you're also surrounded, I mean, as exhausting as it must be, you're also surrounded by other people who have that same passion for their community from all around the world.
Yeah, exactly. The best thing about the competition is it unites countries across the world with people that all have the same mission, and that's to progress LGBTI rights. So when you put that group of people in the one room, you know that you're going to get an amazing energy and an amazing result. And although there's always turbulence and rocky situations, when you're fighting for the same cause, you end up coming together.
Were there any causes that you from other competitors that you were particularly taken with that you thought were fantastic?
Yeah, I mean, Ricky, the runner-up from New Zealand, good friend of mine, and honestly, he's worthy of the title himself. He is so incredible. His work for HIV and removing stigma is to be applauded. So I'm really honoured to call him a friend, if not a brother. And then India's work as well. It's illegal to be gay where he's from and to have public displays of affection. And he's posting photos of him and I kissing because he wants to increase visibility and let people know that it is okay and he's not scared of the consequences. So to put your life on the line like that and your livelihood to make a stance against what you believe in, I think that's pretty special.
Does it give you an even bigger appreciation for the title that you now hold?
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done with the title I now hold. I've got to go forth with it and really make a difference and do some good things. I guess a lot of people are looking up to me, but I'm looking at a lot of people looking up to them, and I think we just need to be visible together, and that's how we can grow. But I definitely think it's going to spur some action.
One of the great things about this competition is it really gives everyone individually a platform within their own country to push forward rights and things that are passionate. But now you're not only Mr. Gay Australia, but also you're Mr. Gay World. So, I mean, I know it's crazy to ask you what next, or because you've only just been given the title, but you've got to be quite inspired by the people you've met. So what, you have a plan already. Well, then what's your plan?
So, first of all, with all the delegates that I've competed with, all their campaigns are my campaigns and vice versa. So it's going to be my job to represent them in Australia and across the world with everything they want to do. I have to be a voice for them as much as they are going to be a voice for me. It's a team thing and it's a team title. Secondly, I want to release a line of LGBTI-focused videos that are covering issues within the queer community. So body shaming, bottom shaming, femme shaming, lesbian inclusion and inclusion in LGBTI events, transsexual intersex awareness, and make this content digestible by mainstream media so we can share it with the world. Otherwise, I want to publish a second cookbook and have all profits go to gay charity and organizations in Indonesia who are actually moving backwards instead of going forwards. So they're my three big challenges in the near future that I hope to get a head start on.
Did you ever think when you went, yep, I'm going to put my foot forward, I'm going to step into this and I'm going to create a visible platform for myself, that this is where the journey would end up for you?
No, honestly. I honestly think it started with Marriage Equality in Western Australia when they were looking for campaign managers and I put my hand up just because no one else wanted to do it. And I was timid and scared and I was like, is this really for me? Can I do this? And it's just happened from there because there's been a need for it and a demand. And it's not necessarily always me being like, this is what I want to do, but it's people saying, I need you to do this and I can't say no. So I've just fallen into this cycle of representing LGBTI rights. And now I've kind of realized maybe this is my calling in life and I'm going to run with this title and really do good things and do what I've been doing, but do it on a bigger scale.
Congratulations to Australia's own Mr. Gay World, Jordan Bruno.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.